Hello and welcome to The Culture. I'm Anna.
And I am Mark.
And today I'm really excited to talk about this group because we're talking about a group that has been in recent events. So we're kind of jumping out of order with this one, but it's because they've been in the news like last weekend.
Because we were trying to go chronologically.
It's hard to go chronologically though because there's so many and there's not like a database of like, these are when all the cults started in the world.
There's not like a fourth grade timeline assignment that you can make.
That's what I'm going to have to make. So we're going with it. But this one I think is going to be a good one.
And is worth jumping out of order for.
Yes.
We will resume the normal scheduled programming
next week. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So
I can deal with that.
Today we are talking about a group called the Remnant Fellowship. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not, but there's a lot of terms in there that I do know.
Okay. It also kind of is synonymous with this group called it came out of this group called Way Down Workshop. Way being W-E-I-G-H, like I'm going to weigh less.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Way Down Workshop. So we're going to start at the beginning with the leader, okay?
Of the Way Down Workshop.
Yes. She is the person who created this whole thing. Okay. So Gwen Shamblin Lara, I think it's how you say her last name. She was born February 18th, 1955. She was raised in a Church of Christ denomination. So kind of like typical evangelical denomination. Her dad was a surgeon, and she went to school for dietetics. Do you know what dietetics is?
Do not.
If you're a dietitian, you're a specialist in dietetics.
That sounds like a made-up word to me.
I know, it's weird. But she...
I should say food.
Right.
Foodology.
Well, she went to school for basically to be a dietitian at the University of Knoxville, Tennessee. So she's from Tennessee.
So we're painting the geography.
Yeah. I should ask you about Tennessee, but it's okay. We don't care.
The only Tennessee.
Her, yeah. Okay. So she then went on to get her master's in food and nutrition at Memphis State University. She becomes a registered dietitian. She works at Memphis State for 5 years as like a faculty member. So I think she was teaching. There's not a whole lot on her early life. So this is just kind of stuff I pieced from like articles as well as Wikipedia.
But she's an intellectual.
She's educated.
Yeah. I mean, she spent time in school. She's trained.
Yeah. So she, you know, she did all the schooling that she needed to do. She has a master's. She works in the state's health department for 5 years after working at Memphis State. Now, I want to paint this picture for you of this woman. Okay. I need you to tell me if this is a fair description.
I'm imagining a Southern Belle, by the way. A debutante, if you will.
She doesn't look as like put together to me as like a Southern Belle. Like when I think of Southern Belles, I think of like very like coiffed hair, kind of like smooth, put together. She looks a little more raggedy.
She's the Raggedy Ann of debutantes.
Yeah, so she really has this crazy hairstyle. She teases her hair like way high, like probably 6 inches off her head. Okay. Now that hurts when you do that in your tender headed. So I can't imagine doing that every day. To me, it looks like her hairstyle looks like a mixture of early MySpace emo girl.
I know that.
Do you know
girl.
What I'm talking about? Yeah. With the bangs.
The swoosh yeah. across the front.
And Texas pageant queen.
Okay. I'm getting a little mental image. Oh, yep. Also looks like she dabbles in real estate.
I know she does look like that, but look at her hair.
Yeah, there's a lot.
She got those side swoopy bangs.
And the color doesn't really help. Oh, there you go. Oh, there's all blonde. That makes your head look 3 times larger.
It is horrendous to me personally. I think it is so ugly.
It's definitely unique.
I don't like it. I'm sorry, Gwen, but it's not It's a no for me, dog.
And at no point was someone like, hey, listen, yeah, it's been a while. Maybe you should change it
Let's get a haircut. Yeah. She also has a very strong Southern accent. So when she talks like this. We're going to have some prayer. We need to do prayer with the Lord. Like that. I watched a lot of videos of her today. And she's like, the King of Kings.
I would not be able to handle it for too long.
The Lord of Lords.
That stuff just irks me to my core.
So, okay. So in 1978, she's like 23. She marries this guy, David Shamblin. I didn't get much information on him. But they have two kids, and eventually they'll have seven grandkids. And they kind of raise their family in Brentwood, Tennessee. Okay. Now, in 1986, she founds this program called the Way Down Workshop. W-E-I-D-H. Okay. Where...
Wade or Way?
Way. Okay. Okay. Yeah, it's weird. But basically, we'll talk about it in a minute here. We'll come back to this. But it's basically a Christian diet program.
Christian Biggest Loser. Weight Watchers for Christians.
Yeah.
And debutantes.
Yes. And MySpace emo girl wannabes. So then, so that's 1986. In 1999, she founds the Remnant Fellowship Church. So Way Down Workshop precedes the church.
And she does this as a dietitian.
Yes.
To help people
lose weight.
Lose weight in the name of Jesus.
Literally.
As one should.
Yeah. Don't eat food, just eat the blood of Christ.
Eat the bread. Eat the bread of life.
Okay, now, interestingly, this is a little sidetrack, but we're going to get back to the beliefs and all that in a minute. In 2018, she divorces Shamblin. And she marries this guy, Joe Lara, who is the former actor who played Tarzan.
I don't know that one.
Let me show you him. He... kind of, what's the one guy who's like, looks like, he's the one, oh, what is that guy's name? He is like muscly, has long hair.
Fabio.
Fabio. He reminds me of Fabio.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. So this is who she marries. This is them on their wedding day.
Big hair, still there.
Yeah. So she divorces her husband in 2018. In 2018, she also marries Joe Lara.
It is also just crazy to hear those years because we are so used to like, oh man, that was so long ago. Like how crazy. Nah, fam. This is right now.
Right, right. This was exactly.
Not that long ago.
So later towards the end of this episode, we're going to watch some videos of her and her husband, Joe. Just wait. They are golden.
So excited.
Okay. So we're going to start with the Way Down Workshop because this is kind of where her ministry begins. So on the Remnant Fellowship website, this is what it says. Over 30 years ago, in a small retail setting, Gwen began the Way Down Workshop, a Bible study series that directed hurting, imprisoned souls, how to turn away from destructive vices and unwanted behaviors and emotions, such as overeating, alcohol indulgence, blah, blah, blah. Basically, she also says, the once obese lost all their excess weight. Okay. So her goal was basically to get people to stop relying on food for comfort and Jesus.
Start relying on Jesus.
Yeah. Start relying on Jesus. Yes. So I watched this interview with her. In, it looked like the 90s. I don't know exactly when it was, but she went on Larry King. Is he dead?
I think he is.
All right. R.I.P. Larry.
R.I.P. to the King. I'm pretty sure he is.
I think he's dead. Okay. So anyways, she starts out with some problematic stuff to begin with. Remember, she went to school for dietetics, so she should know about this stuff. But she said things like this. Okay. She said that we focus too much on genetics for weight loss, that anybody can lose weight and anybody can keep weight off, that science has been focusing too much on genetics and not enough on kind of like mental fortitude and God.
Yeah, so she's looking at like the self as like, if you haven't lost weight, it's because you're not strong enough, you don't love Jesus enough.
Yes.
All of those
things. 100%. And she said that she found support for her ideas, especially the belief that genetics don't play a role in weight loss, by looking at the starvation of Jews in Nazi concentration camps.
Well, that's a bit of a stretch.
They were starving. Like, what are you talking about? Like, that's...
I want to see Larry King's reaction to that.
Yeah. Was he Jewish?
I don't know. I just think it's a stupid statement.
Yeah.
I want to see how he spun that one.
Yeah. He pressed her. He didn't just totally accept everything she said, but he could have definitely gone harder on her. So her whole idea is that she's like, oh, you just need to eat to your fullness and you need to not eat until you hear your stomach growl.
That's supposed to be, that's the call.
That's the hunger cue. But like, a problem is like, we have a lot of other hunger cues that if you're ignoring to only do that when your stomach literally growls, you're kind of starving.
It's already started. You've already started starving.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So
also, sometimes my stomach growls when I'm full. So I just got a lot of noises going on.
Right. So at the beginning of this like interview with Larry King, she basically tells him that she had an eating disorder way back when, which sounded like anorexia. She said like, oh, I overexercised all the time. I was like counting all my food and stuff. Like it wasn't good, which I'll tell you, she's a very thin woman. She looks really thin even to this day. So she said, it's not the food's fault you're fat. It's your fault. Like, and just imagine that in her little Southern accent with her big hair. You know, she's like the opposite of Paula Deen.
Right. Literally, Paula Deen's like more butter.
Yeah. So she says the way to, you know, combat this is that you need to pray during your meals. Like, you need to pray before the meal, during the meal, after the meal, and you need to pray in the middle of the night. And if you're feeling hungry, like that desire hunger, she says, which is different than physical hunger, that you just need to go read the Bible instead.
I mean, if you're praying during your meal, you can't eat. Especially if you go like hands folded.
Right. Just.
Right. Just trough style.
Yeah. So she says that she wants people to be addicted to God rather than food or drugs. Because food and drugs won't love you back, but God will. Which, okay, but like, can a person really be addicted to food? Like, we literally need it.
It's like being addicted to breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super
into addicted to oxygen.
I'm super into breathing. It's one of my favorite things to do, and I might be doing it too much.
Yeah. She also said that food is a parasitic leech and a false god.
What is she eating? Because she sounds like she hates food.
Here's the funny thing. I watched her in this video, and this is a little later. This is like in the 2010s. She has a plate.
Tell me it's McDonald's.
She has a plate with like a biscuit and like bacon and then a big ass cup of Coke.
Hell yeah, dog. Like, that's that Southern food.
What is this? Like, this is okay.
Well, not a problem for her. She loves Jesus enough.
Yeah, literally. This is what she said. She goes, you fill your heart up with God, you get skinny. I guess I don't have God enough. I don't know. So that's where this whole group starts. That's the kind of basis of the Remnant Fellowship.
I mean, is she killing it with this?
She was killing it, bro.
So people were
here's what's
in.
Crazy. It was going into churches around the world. So they would buy her videos and her like little, you know, audio stuff.
And they love themselves some shaman. Ain't nothing a congregation loves more than some shaman.
Right. So
especially physical shaming that you can clearly see.
Right. So they like, it was in thousands of churches, if not tens of thousands. Like, it was a big thing.
So she's making money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And she's like, she even said in the Larry King, like, because someone called in and asked her, like, why don't you become a nonprofit? She's like, well, we're not nonprofit because, what did she say? She was like, well, we need to make money. And like, she also was like, just because you're nonprofit doesn't mean you're good. I don't know. She was just like spouting off about it. Okay. So that's going on. Then late 1990s, she begins the Remnant Fellowship.
She's like, how can I take this to the next level?
Yeah. She's like, peace out, Otter Creek Church of Christ, which is the one where she went to before.
Oh, shout out to the creek.
Different creek this time. And she begins her own church. And she had services in the Way Down Workshop, or like warehouse. And she would try to force Way Down employees to join. And this actually leads to several civil suits on religious discrimination because she would fire them if they wouldn't join her church.
So they were two separate organizations.
Yes.
But she was running them both at the same time.
Yeah.
Got it.
One's a church, one's a business.
Got it.
Yeah.
And the business is funding the church.
Yeah.
At least initially.
Yes. So Remnant Fellowship is located in Brentwood, Tennessee, where they live. There are 100 locations worldwide. They're small, though. They're not that big. And most of their stuff, they webcast. So they were really on that, like, email game early on. And, like, the, like, recording the stuff and putting it out on the internet pretty early on in the early 2000s.
Zoom before Zoom.
Yes. Now, here's something kind of weird. Their services are on Wednesday and Saturdays.
Just for...
She said it's the Sabbath.
She's going Jewish on them.
Yeah, she does weird, like, she appropriates Jewish stuff, but isn't Jewish. It's really weird. And generally, like, kind of, like, at the services, they look like a typical evangelical service. Like, there's prayer, there's, like, worship time, there's a message, whatever, testimonials, all that kind of jazz.
But Jesus is just, like, jacked.
Jesus just is shredded.
Super swole. Is that insensitive? That's probably insensitive.
Jesus probably was strong. That's fair. I mean, he was a carpenter.
That's fair.
But they also didn't have McDonald's. So they just, you know, again, they kind of are taking the Way Down Workshop's, like, platform, and they're, like, trying to help people with their addiction to food, their addictions to alcohol, and she says, pornography. She says that like that a lot. Drugs, anxiety, everything, basically. She calls these strongholds. They're trying to break people from their strongholds.
So going and focusing on behavior again. Like, she 100% hits the behaviors.
It's all about behavior. And that's what we're going to get into here in a minute, is that her church is not, I would not characterize it as traditionally Christian. Like, it's not in the kind of... You know, if we're talking about mainstream kind of Christianity, like the general beliefs, there's the Trinity and that you're saved through God's grace, right? Well, they don't believe in the Trinity, as we'll get into in a minute, and they don't believe that you're saved by grace alone.
So we're going all outward, nothing inward here.
I think it's like your outward's reflecting your inward to them. But
they,
like,
don't focus on the inward.
Yeah, it's all about obedience. So, okay, let me get to that in a second. So Gwen, kind of early on in the Remnant Fellowship, said that she does not believe in the Trinity, which this turned a lot of people off, right?
It doesn't make any sense, like, why you would even do that, though.
I think she literally doesn't believe it.
I mean, I guess that, I don't mean like that, because it's like, duh, not everybody has to believe in the Trinity. But if you're going to try and hit an offshoot,
right?
Like, what's the point of alienating yourself, like, from a pretty standard, especially in Tennessee?
Maybe she thought it made sense. I mean, the Trinity is a hard concept for some people to understand. So she says that Jesus is the Son of God, not God himself.
Little J. Little J Jesus.
Yeah. So, like, you know, the best way, like, I've heard the Trinity be explained is, like, St. Patrick said it, the clover, right? The clover has three parts, right? It's all part of the same little plant, but each part has its own little essence, kind of. She doesn't think that they're separate entities. Oops. So.
You never heard the ice one?
No.
It's like what? It's like water. Ice, water, and
mist. Oh, gas?
And gas. Oh, all at the same time. But the problem is you can't have them at the same time. So it's a terrible example.
Oh.
So let's not.
But I kind of get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's great when you're eight.
Yeah.
But you're like, it doesn't all exist at the same time.
Yeah. So, okay.
Okay, so she's anti-trin. No trin.
She also says that basically all other churches that aren't demanding obedience to God when it comes to overeating or, you know, she says other churches let their parishioners adore things other than God, basically. And so she calls this idolatry, basically. And she calls them counterfeit Christians and prostitute churches. So in this convention that the Way Down Workshop would have called Desert Oasis, she basically told people that were coming to this Way Down Workshop that they needed to leave their churches and come join hers because they've got idolatry.
She's at fat shaming churches right now.
Yeah.
Walking into the congregation and be like, you guys clearly don't believe.
Right.
No church picnics, no casseroles.
Yeah.
None of that's happening.
So now some of this information I got from this couple who were in the group, and we'll link it in our show notes. But basically they said the way that this group recruits is that they you know, they get you at some, one of these kinds of things. And typically it's a woman that's joining because society tells women that they're too fat. And then they love bomb you. Have you ever heard of love bombing?
No.
Okay, so love bombing is like when you go to a place and the people are like way nice. Like, oh my God, Mark, it's so nice to have you here. We want you here with us. Like, it's like a lot of attention and affection very quick. So it sucks people in.
Not me. I would immediately turn around and run the other way. So I have never heard of love bombing because I want no part of that.
Right.
Nor would I ever do that to anyone.
But that's how people get into cults a lot of times, because people...
Kindness?
Yeah, they literally trap them with kindness because people are sad or lonely or looking for community. And then they're like, oh my gosh, you know, you're so smart. You're so funny. You should really come join us. You should come to this Bible study, you know?
Oh, but that kind of makes me feel kind of good, though. I think the narcissist in me would kind of be in on that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, they play to you what you're looking for.
What is it called when you hate kindness but you love compliments?
No, you just don't like physical touch.
That's fair, too. There's a lot of things that I'm super anti. Compliments is not one of them. I will gladly take a compliment.
Yeah.
So she's love bombing.
They're love bombing people. Yeah. And so this is kind of how they're recruiting. Now, here's another belief. So they believe that grace alone does not save one from, you know, condemnation, but rather obedience to God.
And healthy food.
AKA obedience to Gwen, because Gwen is the representative of God.
Gwen is God's dietitian.
Well, they refer to her as the prophetess.
I hate that already.
Yeah. Like, and so she says this is cheap grace. She refers to, like, the idea, like, okay, like, Christians like you and I who believe that, you know, people are saved by God's grace. She says that's cheap grace.
Too easy.
Yeah.
No accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, she is all outward.
Yeah. And she said that Jesus didn't necessarily come to save us from our sins. Rather, he came to earth to demonstrate total obedience to God.
So she would focus then on his
behavior,
his sinless behavior.
Yes.
Not any other message besides that.
Well, I mean, she picks and chooses a lot of messages to kind of make her point. But, yes, it's more of an outward focus, behavior modification. Yeah. Now, some practices, they don't pay their pastors.
Well, she doesn't need to get paid because she obviously has another job.
Right. There's kind of a loose structure of worship. Like I said, they have prayer, teaching, praise, confession, and push-ups. Testimonials. They just do weigh-ins.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't take more of like a Catholic approach, like a lot of up and down, a lot of like squats.
I know. Well, maybe moving. They're just jumping during the praise, you know?
Sweating is required.
They also start requiring tithing. So she's getting money.
But they don't pay their pastors.
Right. So where's that money going? Where's
that money going to be like, dude?
Exactly. They observe random Jewish festivals, like the Feast of Ingathering, the Feast of Harvest, and Passover. She's so weird. Like, it doesn't make sense.
We're getting to the point now in the podcast where I'm becoming very judgy of cult leaders and their sloppiness.
I'm judgy of her.
If you're going to try and deceive thousands and make millions,
right,
tighten your game up.
Right.
You can't just go loosey-goosey off the handle because you feel Jewish today. And then tomorrow you're like, nah, just kidding.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that script better be airtight.
Right.
I'm not saying I could start an awesome cult, but best believe the administration side of that would be super on point.
Right. This is what she said during a Passover thing. She said, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that, like Josiah, we clear all idols out prior to the Passover, the event established by God in order for the destroyer to pass over God's true children, but not pass over the counterfeit churches. May we stay humble and huddled and bowing low before our Lord during his dreadful wrath on the religious fakes. On the religious fakes. Yeah. Okay. She's just like, I agree with you. I just feel like she pulls out random shit.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay. She also encourages people to marry within
the group. Another common theme.
Right. You gotta keep it.
You gotta breed your own.
Get it right. Get it tight. You gotta keep it together.
Inbreeding is encouraged.
Yes. They just come out with like.
Yes. Don't worry about that.
They come out with boils and humpbacks.
Well, she doesn't believe in science anyway. So.
But it doesn't make sense that she doesn't believe in science because she literally went to school for dietitian. Like, that is science. Like, it's scientific. It's nutrition,
that's
you know?
What I'm saying, like, dude. What's up with Knoxville, dude? Check that undergrad program.
Right. So she also encourages people to cut contact from non-Remnant Fellowship members. So this is what they said. When you have shown the truth to someone and they have refused it, I'm doing it in the accent. We have got to understand that they are no longer sweet friends who unfortunately miss the mark. They have now, by blatantly showing that they do not want to do 100% of God's will, that they are an outright enemy of the Lord's troops. Now we're enemies.
Two things. You'll finish the entire episode in that voice. And now I can only see Paula Deen behind the camera. It's not what I should be picturing right now.
Right. Yeah. No. But basically she says, if they don't join us, they're enemies of us.
Yeah, dude. You're in or you're out.
Yeah.
Blood in, blood out, dog.
In group, out group. Get out. Okay. Last little thing before we take a little break. Again, they have food beliefs in this group, which I just think is so jacked up. This probably causes people to have so many eating disorders, in my opinion, because you must be obsessing about food, honestly.
It's got to be every single week they're talking about it.
Everything on your mind is about food.
I think that maybe you can make a weak argument for like gluttony,
which is what she says.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like needle, like forest for the trees. Like,
right.
It's not a small thing. It's obviously, it's a real thing. But that's where you're going to focus. That's where you're going to put your entire existence on.
But she takes it out of context too. For it's sure. Like, think about that. Like, you know, people who were gluttonous back then in food were wealthy people who didn't, you know, they weren't helping out the people who were lesser. You know?
Yeah. I mean, the argument's weak from the beginning.
Right. She's just whack. So she called this program called the Exodus Out of Egypt program, which...
I'm not even Jewish and I'm offended.
I know. She's a lot. She says that if you eat outside of the boundaries set by her, basically it's a sin.
Like the Gwen pyramid of nutrition?
Yes. Like if you eat past your fullness, you're sinning now because you're not obeying God's will. God doesn't want you fat. She didn't say that.
But... Yeah, dude, you definitely put it in the voice. And now you're putting words in your mouth.
And obviously, people are going to lose weight if they're starving.
Right. It's but science.
Yeah. So to be obedient to God is to be obedient to the program, a.k.a. Gwen. And like you kind of mentioned, she used several scriptures to kind of justify this that condemn gluttony, even ones that don't really make sense contextually. She also tells followers to not trust the scientific community on diets and weight loss. Which is like, you came from it. I don't understand what you're talking about. And so those who overeat or have extra weight are sinning.
And it's clear.
We can see it.
We can see your sin. Yeah. Your sin is showing.
Take that Twinkie out your mouth. Okay. So we'll be back with some culty stuff.
Maybe after some food.
All right. You ready to hear about the weirdest stuff they got?
If it gets more weird, I am in.
Okay.
Also, here's why I'm in. And I'm a little chipper.
It's because you've got a drink.
About part two of this episode. No, because I can't foresee any violence coming.
No violence.
So, I mean, it's just quirky.
Well, I mean, mental violence, like forcing people into, you know, starvation.
Oh, no, there are lives ruined.
Right.
Let's be clear.
Yeah.
But I just feel like after last week's, you know, there's no Kool-Aid coming. She wouldn't allow it. Too many artificial sweeteners.
Yeah. We have to have organic Kool-Aid.
I'm not even going to try and do the accent because it's going to sound so terrible. So I'm not going to try. Continue. Hit me with the good
stuff. Probably offending so many Southerners, but sorry. Okay. So it's just because I want that accent. Okay. So they have on their website, the Remnant Fellowship website, they've got a whole page dedicated to all the weddings they've ever had there.
Of the entire ministry?
Yeah. And it has all their dresses, all of their hairstyles, all of their bouquets. Like, it's really weird. I don't know why they have that page, but it's like literally this whole page dedicated just to the weddings.
The Remnant Fellowship Pinterest board.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. So that's just one kind of, you know, innocuous.
How's like, the fashion? Swaggy?
The girls are good. Gwen's is horrible.
Does everyone have hair like her?
No, thank God.
That would be really funny if that was a requirement.
I wish. That actually
only
would be,
haircut
that'd be
you
better.
Can have.
It's like Cinnanon, but everybody yeah, so has everyone just the rocks. Texas hair.
Yes.
So she, like I said earlier, she said that she was a prophet, basically. And she said in a recording that she was not put in this position because this is what she said. Let me just say it in her voice. I have not been put in this position because I'm going to put up with you all's disobedience. Like, if I hear of it, then I will correct it. If I have to come to you, then you're really in trouble. So, like, it's like a, you do as I say.
You know all she reminds me of?
What?
The mom from The Blind Side.
Sandra Bullock. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, kind of, yeah.
That's who's running this cult. With just really bad hair.
Yeah. She's not as pretty as Sandra Bullock, for sure. So she has had followers that had different opinions, and basically she was like, bye, get out. So it's kind of like that group thing again. Followers are also discouraged to read articles or anything that says anything contradictory to what the church says, especially critiques, but even things like, so they only read the NIV version of the Bible and they can't get a Bible that has commentary in it because it's promoting the cheap grace.
Dude, NIV? Weak sauce, bro.
NK.
It's the middle school version of the Bible.
We read the new King James Version.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
How fancy.
Get like me.
Yeah, regal.
So yeah, they're not allowed to read any commentaries. Also, they can't listen to anything with the false grace message, aka Christian music or movies, so on and so forth. Any kind of Christian content they can't really watch.
Right, they gotta watch exclusive content.
Her content on YouTube, which, y'all, I'm not kidding, go watch it. I was laughing so hard watching this, which I'm gonna show you in a second here, Mark, and get your reaction because it's just too good.
What is their channel? Just Remnant Fellowship?
Gwen Shamblin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And Remnant Fellowship has one too. Yeah. Also, followers are encouraged to get up in the middle of the night to have quiet time with God.
Be like, yo, my quiet time is with my eyes closed.
Right. So it's like always sleep deprivation. Like, these are the cult. This is the cult handbook.
Yeah.
Let's deprive them. Let's take away their free will. Let's, you know, make it all. Everybody have the same ideas.
Right. Cut them off from their family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This is real bad. In 2002, Gwen asked members of her group to send her lists of their prescriptions because they could be blocking the Holy Spirit. So if a person was on antidepressants, she was like, no, that's not good.
She's going all prayer, all obedience.
And it's like Jones. Jones took away the drugs.
Yeah.
The prescription medications, you know? Okay, now. We're going to pivot a little bit. I know we hate that word as teachers this year. But the case of the Smith family. Okay, so the Smith family are members of the Remnant Fellowship. However, their son died in 2003. His name was Joseph Smith. I know, weird.
Dude.
Weird circle stuff here. Not Joseph Smith, the prophet of the Mormon church. But Joseph Smith, an 8-year-old boy, died in 2003 because his parents basically abused him. The county medical examiners basically said that he died as a result of acute and chronic abuse. And the police said that the parents locked the boy in a closet and forced him to pray to a picture of Jesus. Now, the Smiths, they admitted that they disciplined their son by striking him with a glue stick, but they said that it never rose to the level of abuse. It's like, is that not abuse in and of itself?
Dude, a glue stick?
Are we talking about like Little Elmer's glue? Like, are we talking about something else?
That's all. That's the only glue stick.
What if it's a hot glue stick?
I think even the Elmers, dude. What are you doing, hucking Elmers at people?
Yeah. I don't know. So, long story short, they get convicted of this crime, of felony murder of their own child. And, the church, Gwen, and the Remnant Fellowship were like, they didn't do it. They bail them out of jail when they're on bail.
Tithe money.
Right. Put it to good work. And by the way, Gwen had like commended them on disciplining their children.
Yeah, she'd be into that.
Yeah, because it's all about obedience.
Right.
Right. So long story short, the church bought two web domains, thesmithsareinnocent.com and thesmithsareguilty.com. And if someone went to thesmithsareguilty.com, it took them to thesmithsareinnocent, which was a whole page dedicated to why these people were innocent of the crime they were convicted of.
That is so bizarre. Also, like, early internet, which is just fantastic that, like, domain names were that important.
Right. Yeah. So, she still defended him. Now. Okay.
They're convicted.
They're convicted. But they're still members.
But they go to jail.
They're in jail.
For life.
I don't think for life. Because felony murder is not
the same as
first degree murder. So, felony murder, I know way too much about this crap. Felony murder basically is when you do something that causes the death of a person, but it's so, like, let's say, for example, there was a case where this guy, he ran, like, he was running away from the cops, and the cop rammed someone in the pursuit, and that person died, and the guy who ran away was charged with felony murder of the person who died, because their actions caused the death of that person. Yeah. Okay, so that is the Remnant Fellowship. Do you have questions before we get into these videos?
Where are we at now?
What do you mean, where are we at now?
What is Gwen doing?
Well, they're still doing their webcast. They're still telling people that they're fat and God doesn't love them if they're fat.
Can we go to Brentwood? Can we add this to the road trip? The cult road trip?
I don't want to go there. They scare me. Hold on. I'm trying to... Okay, I'm just going to pull it up on my computer. Okay. So, this is the video of their engagement, Gwen and Tarzan. Okay? Listen to the music, please.
Are they still together?
Just wait. Hold on. Can you see?
Yep.
Okay, hold on. Is your Wi-Fi not working?
My Wi-Fi is working very well. You gotta hit play, dog. Wow. There's an ad right now.
Just wait. Just wait.
Let me describe what I'm seeing right now.
Do you know this song?
No.
This is from Shrek.
Oh, that's so good. So she's playing. She's entering a gazebo covered in lights. Her hair is as tall as you think it would be. And it looks like a scene from a movie.
Yeah, it looks like a Cinderella story.
Yes. And now Tarzan is on one knee. She looks surprised, which she shouldn't, because there's nothing else that could happen under a gazebo that looks like that other than an engagement.
And it's all covered in flowers, too.
Right. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this was going to happen. He should whisk her away.
Jolera, in every language, I say yes.
The same thing my wife said. Oh, this is YouTube gold.
Dude, when the Shrek music started playing, I couldn't handle it.
You knew you were in.
Yeah.
You must be very intense when it comes to your Shrek knowledge. This is the classical version of a Shrek song. The only Shrek song I know is All Star from Smash Mouth.
I swear. Maybe it's not from Shrek, but I'm like 99% sure it is.
That's actually fair. I'm not sure it's from Shrek.
Okay, now in this video, we're not going to watch this whole thing, but in this video, that girl also looks emaciated. In this video, the guy, her husband, points to heaven 20,000 times.
Like he just scored a touchdown?
Yes, he bros.
Got it. Okay. So good.
Now you got to see their wedding. The wedding's, I think, worse. They're singing Glory to God in the Highest.
This is on the Gwen Shamblin Laura YouTube page, which I definitely encourage you all to check out.
Oh, bro. What's going on? Oh, there we go.
She has 19 flower girls.
20,000 flower girls.
They're all singing the song.
There was 1,500 people that attended this wedding. They came from all over the world.
To Brentwood?
Yeah.
She looks like an angel.
No, she doesn't. She looks like a cat that has torn up some freaking toilet paper and she looks ridiculous.
I think you might be jealous of Gwen.
Oh, no, I'm really not. I'm 100%
not. Just kidding. Yeah, these are good videos. Definitely worth checking out.
Okay, so the dress
also
is horrendous.
Also, 86,000 views.
The dress is horrendous. I'm sorry. We just got to look at this. She looks like a cupcake. Something you're not allowed to eat, Gwen. Come on.
She is a debutante from Tennessee.
Okay. Now, why we're talking about this, okay? Well, on May 29th, 2021, that was like 2 weeks ago, Gwen, her husband, her son-in-law, and four other people were on a plane going to this, like, Republican, like, kind of like Trump-loving convention called Women Fighting for America in Florida. So they're all going on this thing. Long story short, as they're taking off, the plane crashed. They land in a lake and they all died.
What?
Yeah.
How did I not hear about this?
Because I told you to not look at it.
I know, but like the news didn't like...
It was on the news. Yeah.
That's terrible. Is it like a private jet?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, this is not like... Yeah. Like
it landed Delta. In Smyrna, Tennessee into a lake called like Percy something lake.
And they're all dead. Crew?
They're all dead. Everybody's dead. Everybody dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So.
And ultra sad.
Is it?
I mean, I don't know. Like, these are people.
Okay, I'm sad for the kids. The people that loved them.
And the kids?
I hope that people will...
Bro, you're a hater right
I
now.
I hope that this group will crumble. I do. I think it's dangerous. These little kids are being told, oh, if you're fat, you're a sinner. I'm sorry. I got a problem with that.
You love cults. I don't understand why these tables have turned. Why am I defending this woman right now?
Right. Why are you?
I don't know, but it just feels right.
I mean, okay. Is it still going?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got so emotional, you knocked over your microphone.
I flipped my microphone. I think that it's sad that she died. I think she's an interesting person.
And the pilot died, and the crew
yeah,
died.
Yeah, I feel bad for them. I do. But I think, you know, maybe she wasn't being obedient to the Lord. I don't know.
Oh, that's low. The fellowship is not going to be happy with that comment.
Okay, well.
So that was only 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So now we're looking to see what the fallout is.
Yeah, they're still actually trying to figure out why the plane crashed. And basically, the church, like her kids, said that they're going to persist through this tragedy. And, you know, it is sad. Honestly, it is sad.
Oh,
it's sad that they
died.
Now we
got a little conscience coming out. Yeah. What's up, Team Glenn?
Yeah. So... That is the Remnant Fellowship. We're going to have to wait to see what happens with them.
We'll have to give an update.
Yeah.
For those that are not following cultnews.com about what's happened to this group.
As yeah.
New details arise. Wow. Right.
So what we would you rate this
we
one?
We have become a current event podcast.
There's another cult in the current events, but I'm going to hold off on that one.
We'll have to save it. Let's see. I don't know. I'm... 6?
Oh, that's higher than I thought you would give it.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I need to, or you're going to reach across the table and punch me. It's interesting.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's so far fake that it just doesn't feel real.
Right.
So maybe that's it. Plus, I'm coming off of Jonestown, dude.
That's true. It's like
my scale has now been adjusted.
That's true. Yeah. Well, I hope that the people that are in the group and were members, you know, hopefully they all find peace. Everybody that is, you know, affected by this. That's my closing thoughts.
I like that. You saved yourself right there.
I do. I have a heart. I do. All right. Catch you next time, y'all.